This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 15, 2024. Our top news stories, there was a public hearing last night in Beverly on bridge construction. There was a meeting this week about the dunes in Salisbury Beach. And we have light showers and clouds in our forecast today, but sunshine tomorrow, a much nicer day. High tide today just after 4 this afternoon. Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell in for Rick Moore. North Shore news and sports coverage is made possible through the support of Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. There was a public meeting last night at the Beverly Middle School regarding the planned construction of the Kernwood Bridge and the Hall-Whitaker Bridge. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that about 100 residents attended the meeting, and there were still concerns about the long construction timeline for the new bridge. There were also some design questions.
Hi, my name is Greg Nowak. I'm in the Ryleside neighborhood. Thank you all for being here tonight. I got two questions. The first one's, I hope, an easy one. One of the things I love about the neighborhood is power outages are pretty infrequent, and when we have them, they're pretty short-lived. How reliable are temporary utilities through a temporary bridge?
Temporary utilities are designed like a permanent utility. The only thing temporary about it is that they will come out later. The temporary bridge allows us to place some utilities under that because of the fixed nature of the temporary bridge versus the existing movable bridge. It also allows us in the permanent bridge construction, and we're in discussions with the city and the utilities as we speak, to have a permanent place for submarine as well.
And the second question is a little more contentious, especially after following up that gentleman's question. But I read an article in the paper about the potential of making the permanent bridge a fixed bridge because it would be a lot more expedient. Has there been any further thought given to that?
So what we presented tonight, which is a temp fixed bridge and followed by a permanent movable bridge for the Hall-Whitaker Bridge, is our path of design. We're not deviating from that, although we have been asked to investigate in parallel the possibility of a fixed bridge. While not likely, we don't think, it's still something that's out there.
Would that be faster and lower maintenance over the cost of the lifespan of the bridge?
So it would be faster to construct, I think, possibly, but other parts of the process could be very lengthy because there are boaters that wouldn't be able to navigate beneath the bridge. So the permitting aspect of that with Coast Guard could get very complicated. So I can't speak for the Coast Guard, and they haven't made an actual determination yet. It could be very difficult in terms of permitting and possibly some kind of right-of-way impacts as well.
That public hearing can be viewed on BevCam. A plan to temporarily secure Salisbury Beach dunes was proposed this week. A plan to temporarily secure the Salisbury Beach dunes was protruded. Oh my God. A plan to temporarily secure the Salisbury Beach dunes was proposed. A plan to temporarily secure the Salisbury Beach dunes was proposed this week at the Merrimack River Beach Alliance Salisbury Beach Subcommittee meeting. The Daily News is reporting that the $6 million plan will be broken up into three parts. Senator Bruce Tarr told the virtual meeting that, quote, "We have been patient. We have done everything asked of us. We have planned. We have designed. We have navigated the permitting process. And And now it's time for action. The state Senate has approved a plan aimed at expanding access to child care and early education for parents while attracting and retaining new workers to meet the labor shortage. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that the backers of the bill said changes are needed to help lower the cost of child care and early education programs for lower-income families. In Gloucester, Ethan Foreman reports in the Times that the Gloucester Schools level service budget, as proposed a month ago, is still the likely path forward for the city. School Superintendent Ben Loomis is quoted as saying, quote, "The simple way to explain that is that things are School Superintendent Ben Loomis is quoted as saying, "The simple way to explain that is the things that we are doing this year, program services, support, is what we'll be doing next year." The Newburyport School Committee continues to work on their upcoming budget, and Mayor Sean Reardon reports that work and other work will continue at the meeting held. The Newburyport School Committee continues to work on their upcoming budget, and Mayor Sean Reardon reports that work on the budget and other work will continue at next week's meeting. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his Mayor's Corner podcast. Yesterday afternoon in Peabody, a motor vehicle struck a utility pole on Route 1 North near Red's Diner. The driver was described by state police as being unresponsive and was taken to Beverly Hospital. According to the Salem News, the driver may have suffered a medical incident prior to the crash. We'll take a quick break. We're back with sports and, of course, our North Shore Today Extra feature with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Wade right after this. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Suns 127-112 last night at the Garden. The Bruins topped the Canadiens in Canada 2-1 last night. This is championship weekend for high school basketball and hockey. We have a post up on our website with details on all the basketball games beginning tonight at the Songus Center in Lowell, continuing tomorrow and Sunday. Then there's the championship hockey game Sunday at the TD Garden, featuring three games involving North Shore teams. First up in D1, it's St. John's Prep going up against Winchester. The Prep is number one seeded, Winchester number seven. Prep coach Christian Hansen. And to put Sunday's Prep game in more context, Winchester will not be taken lightly by the Prep. St. John's Prep coach Christian Hansen. In D3, boys, Sunday afternoon, Marblehead will be in action for a state title. And in beginning in the morning on Sunday at 9 a.m., St. Mary's of Lynn will be battling Notre Dame for a D1 girls state championship. North Shore Today Extra is up next with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. That is North Shore Today, along with the That Sports North Shore Today Extra is next here on our website. With St. John's Prep coach Christian Hansen talking with our own Rick Moore.